Welcome to this lying down mindful movement practice. Please use this recording regularly to help nourish, strengthen, and care for your body. By doing so, you are taking an active role in optimizing your health and well-being. Simply follow along as best you can, doing what you feel capable of, and refraining from anything that does not seem appropriate for you at this time. Letting your own sensitivity to your body override my instructions for guidance. Honoring your own experience and limits in each passing moment to tell you how to move into a posture, how long to hold it, and if you need to move out of a posture before I say to, then doing so. If you find yourself unable to do a particular posture, then giving yourself permission to modify it or skip it entirely. Instead, you could try assuming a comfortable position, and if you like, closing the eyes and allowing yourself to be as you are in this moment, staying with whatever arises for you, honoring the full experience of being human. Or if you prefer, visualizing and sensing yourself doing the movement in as much detail as possible, knowing either way you are following the wisdom of your body-mind. It is in working at our limits, but not going beyond them, that we learn to develop a deeper awareness and sensitivity to ourselves, accepting ourselves as we are at any given moment. This practice of mindful movement is about nourishing the body with gentle movement and wise attention, working with each pose in a kind and compassionate way, bringing a sense of patience, curiosity, and acceptance. As we go through these mindful movements, noticing physical sensations as best you can, paying attention to precisely what the sensation is. Is it a pulling, stretching, tingling, warmth, burning, heaviness, lightness, or some other sensation? And exactly where do you feel it? Noticing, is my mind reacting or responding skillfully to what's here? Observing thoughts and emotions that may arise in response to your ability to move proficiently and easily at times, and other times stirred by poses that present challenges to how we find our body in this moment. Observing the breath as well as you go along, remembering to breathe fully and freely as much as possible. Doing your best to not hold the breath, as this will only increase tension. Instead, you may choose to try softening into a stretch, even directing the breath into the area where you feel it most. At times, I may offer guidance around the breath and giving yourself permission to breathe in whatever way works best for you. You may wish to do this practice with your eyes open and at other times with them closed. Feel free to experiment and explore what works for you as we go along. There is no right or wrong way to do this. Remember, this practice is more about developing the quality of awareness than achieving any particular posture. Striving too hard or pushing beyond one's limits can lead to more tension or even injury. The best results will be achieved by doing this practice regularly and meeting yourself fresh in each moment, just as you are. Over time, with repeated practice, you are strengthening and improving the flexibility of not only your body, but also of your heart and mind. This amazing sensing, feeling, moving, breathing instrument that allows us to engage with ourselves and the world around us. So let's begin now by lying on your back on a mat or comfortable pad on the floor, body long, legs outstretched, feet falling away from each other, arms at your sides, palms facing up, if that's comfortable for you. And bringing the body into relative alignment, centering the head, the neck, the trunk, and the legs. And just really sensing into the support of the ground beneath you, allowing the body to melt into the floor. And noticing that you're breathing. And if you like, placing a hand on the abdomen and sensing the breath here as it flows freely in and out of the body. If you like, breathing in a sense of vitality and newness with the in-breath, and breathing out tension or stress with the out-breath. So lying here with this breathing, sensing body, and as you learned in the body scan, traveling with your awareness through the body, noticing sensations and releasing any tension or tightness that doesn't need to be here right now. So noticing the feet, the ankles and lower legs, aware of the knees, the thighs, the pelvis, buttocks, aware of the lower back, noticing the abdomen and the middle back, and traveling with the awareness up to the chest and upper back, coming aware of the shoulders, the arms and hands, the neck, the face, and the head, and holding the whole body in awareness. Breathing here in what is called the corpse pose, being very still and present, here, now. And when you're ready, lifting the arms, slowly bringing them up into the air, raising them up, first to perpendicular, and then continuing on up over the head, if that's comfortable for you. Perhaps the arms make it all the way to resting on the floor above your head. Aware of sensations and the movement as you do so. And now stretching the body, lengthening it, stretching the arms in one direction as you lengthen the legs and the soles of the feet in the opposite direction. Noticing where you feel this in your body and breathing here, allowing the breath to flow freely. And when you're ready, making the return journey, bringing the arms slowly back up, first to perpendicular and then continuing on down until they eventually come to rest at your sides once again. And as you lie here, perhaps noticing any change in sensation from having done this one simple movement. And now bending the knees, placing the soles of the feet flat on the floor, perhaps even experimenting with how far apart the feet are. And we're going to do some gentle pelvic movements here, some pelvic tilts. So for starters, you may like to place a hand behind the small of your back and just notice this small space here. And then either leaving your hand here or taking it away, tilting the tailbone up towards the ceiling as you flatten the lower back down towards the floor. Aware of what muscles are required to move in this way. And then reversing this movement by allowing the tailbone to tilt back down to the floor as the arch appears in the low back once more. And if you haven't already done so, you might want to remove your hand now and just experiment with these two positions at your own pace, in your own time, keeping the upper body still, the head, neck, and shoulders relaxed on the floor, gently rocking back and forth here, moving the pelvis at your own pace, loosening the spine as we do so. And then coming to stillness with the pelvis. And bringing both knees in towards the chest. And clasping either behind the thighs, at the sides of the knees, or if you're more flexible, perhaps wrapping the arms around in front of the shins. And you could even explore some gentle movement here of rolling side to side or back and forth, gently massaging the back muscles as you go, giving yourself permission to move however it feels nourishing for you. And if you like, lifting the forehead and bringing it towards the knees. Lifting the head and the neck and shoulders up off the ground. Intensifying this stretch if you choose. And now releasing the head and shoulders. Releasing the arms. As you straighten out the legs. Pausing here, noticing the effects of this stretch on the body. And now bending the right knee, bringing it in towards the chest. Grabbing a hold behind the thigh, at the knee or in front of the shin. And if you choose, exploring some movement in this hip joint by moving the knee first in circles in one direction and then the opposite direction. And then coming to stillness with the right leg. And if you like, pulling it in a little closer towards the chest. And if you choose, lifting the head and shoulders, bringing the forehead towards the knee, intensifying the stretch. And then releasing the head and shoulders down towards the mat, releasing the arms. And slowly straightening out the right leg. And repeating with the left leg, bending the left leg, pulling it in towards the chest, grasping a hold wherever is comfortable for you. And if you like, exploring some movement in the left hip by circling this leg. First in one direction, and then the other. Or maybe you'd like to move it side to side. And then coming to stillness with the left leg. Once again, pulling it in a little closer to the chest. Lifting up the head and neck and shoulders. Having the forehead approach the knee, if that's comfortable for you. Breathing here. Only holding the stretch as long as feels right to you. And then releasing the head and shoulders down towards the mat. Releasing the arms and lengthening out the leg. Now we're going to be moving onto our hands and knees. So I invite you to take your time and move slowly and mindfully, finding the way that works best for you and your body. Come on to the hands and knees in a table-like position. Hands and wrists under the shoulders. Knees under the hips. The back is flat. And from here, we're going to explore, first of all, the cat pose. So this pose resembles having an arched back like an angry cat. So on an out-breath, tucking the chin down towards the chest and arching the back up towards the ceiling, tucking the tailbone under. Not trying to kink the spine, but just trying to create a gentle stretch here, lengthening it. And then on an in-breath, releasing the belly, allowing it to sag down towards the floor as the tailbone tilts up towards the ceiling and the head and neck look up towards the ceiling. Stretching the spine in the opposite direction. And now exploring these two positions at your own pace. Arching the back as you come into the cat pose. Feeling the stretch along the back side of the spine as the chin tucks down towards the chest and the tailbone tucks under. And then reversing, allowing the belly to sag towards the floor, tailbone tilting up, head lifted. And continuing to alternate between the two positions at your own pace. Breathing as you go, however feels right to you. And now coming to stillness, coming back into this table-like position with the back flat. And from here, we're going to do a strengthening balance pose. So to begin with, lifting the right leg up off of the floor, extending it straight behind you. Perhaps approaching parallel with the ground. And once you've established balance here, if you like, lifting the opposite arm, so the left arm extends out in front, and balancing here, engaging the abdominal and core muscles. Coming out anytime you need to, or if you choose, staying a little longer. And now returning the left hand to the floor, the right leg coming back into that table-like position. Pausing here for a moment, recentering yourself. And now exploring this on the opposite side. So lifting up the left leg, extending it out behind you. And when you've established your balance, then exploring lifting up the right arm, bringing it out straight in front of you, parallel with the mat. Feeling this stretch in opposite directions, strengthening the core and the body as we go. And then returning the right hand to the floor, lowering the left leg, once more returning to the table position. Perhaps noticing the effects of having worked the body in this way. And when you're ready, mindfully, slowly, finding your way onto your back. Taking your time to move in a way that respects your body as it is in this moment. And then lying here in the corpse pose once again, sensing the effects of these movements on the body and the breath and your heart and your mind. And breathing here. And when you're ready, bending the knees, placing the feet flat on the floor, about hip distance apart. And then tucking the tailbone under, engaging the lower abdominal muscles, and slowly and gently lifting the lower pelvis up off of the floor, and then the lower back, and the middle back, keeping the feet on the floor and resting also on the head, neck, and shoulders in this bridge pose. And breathing here. If you like, looking out over your chest and abdomen and observing the breath. Feeling this stretch in the front of the chest. Holding it only as long as your body tells you is wise for you. And when you're ready, slowly coming out by lowering back down, if you can, vertebrae by vertebrae. Easing the body once more down to the mat. And breathing here, feeling the effects of having opened up the chest and the belly in this way. And now repeating this one more time. Tucking the tailbone under, slowly lifting the pelvis up off of the floor, the lower back, the middle back, resting on the head, shoulders, and the feet, expanding the front side of the body. If you like, directing the breath here. Noticing any effects this has on your thoughts or emotions or mental state. And then when you're ready, reversing, allowing the body to slowly ease its way back down to the floor. Aware of sensations as you go. And feeling the release when you finally make it all the way down. And now, keeping the knees bent, to invite you to do a gentle spinal twist. So if you like, bringing the hands behind the head, having the elbows pointing in opposite directions, and then allowing the knees to simply fall towards the right, perhaps making the journey all the way down to the floor, perhaps only moving just an inch or so. And feeling this twist in the spine. And if you would like to intensify it, then turning the head towards the left and gazing out over the left elbow. And breathing here, noticing any effects this position has on the breath. And then returning the head to the midline. And slowly, perhaps one at a time, bringing the knees back up till they're pointing towards the ceiling. And pausing here. And now repeating this in the opposite direction. Allowing the knees to gently fall to the left, an inch or two, or maybe all the way down to the mat. And if you like, turning the head to the right and looking out over the right elbow. And once more, breathing here. If you like, directing the breath into the area where you feel the stretch the most. Inviting some softening, perhaps. Not forcing anything. And now, returning the head to the midline. And bringing the knees back up till they're pointing towards the ceiling. And now straightening out the right leg, keeping the left knee bent, the left foot flat on the floor. And when you're ready, slowly lifting up the right leg. Keeping it relatively straight, inch by inch, bringing it up off of the mat, only as much as is comfortable for you. And when you've reached that spot, then exploring some gentle movement with the right foot and ankle, perhaps moving the foot in circles first. In one direction, and then the other, or maybe going back and forth, flexing and pointing the ankle, and then coming to stillness with the foot, and now taking the hands and grabbing a hold of the right leg behind the thigh, the sides of the knee, or if you're more flexible, maybe it's the right lower leg. and pulling it in towards the chest very gently, intensifying the stretch. And if you like, lifting the head and shoulders up off of the floor and having the forehead approach the right knee. Breathing here. And when you're ready, releasing the head and shoulders, releasing the arms back down to the floor as you slowly, slowly lower the right leg, inch by inch, all the way down to the mat. Perhaps aware of the sense of release when it finally does touch down here. Maybe even noticing if it completes its journey when you think it will. And now checking in with any differences between the two sides of the body. And when you're ready, straightening out the left leg, bending the right knee and placing the right foot flat on the floor, and repeating this movement on the opposite side. So slowly, mindfully lifting up the left leg, inch by inch, only as much as is comfortable for you, keeping it relatively straight. And when you've reached that point, then gently exploring some movements with the left foot and ankle, perhaps going in circles, maybe clockwise first, and then reversing to counterclockwise. Even trying pointing and flexing the ankle. And then coming to stillness with the foot. Grabbing a hold of the left leg behind the thigh, at the knee or the calf. And if you like, lifting the head and shoulders and bringing them towards the left leg. Breathing here, feeling this stretch in your body, being careful to honor your own limits, and then releasing the head and shoulders, releasing the arms to your sides. Aware of sensations as the leg floats all the way down to the floor, and the release when it finally makes it there. And now, finding a way to mindfully come on to your left side, having the body in alignment, legs stretched out straight, and supporting the head with the left hand, having the right hand come out in front of the trunk, palm on the mat for balance. And from here, we're going to raise the right leg up into the air, keeping it straight. Perhaps raising it just an inch or two, or perhaps a little more. Aware of the muscles involved to do so. If you like, even using the right hand to feel along the side of that upper leg, and feel the muscles that are being used here, and strengthened. And then exploring some movement in the right ankle, moving it however you choose to move it. Could be in circles or back and forth, whatever feels right to you. And then bringing the ankle to stillness. And slowly, inch by inch, lowering down this top leg until it comes to rest on top of the lower leg. And now making your way onto your right side, stretching out long, supporting the head with the right hand, having the palm of the left hand come out in front of the trunk, flat on the mat for added support. And when you're ready, lifting up the left leg, keeping it relatively straight, and exploring how you can move your body in this way. And if you choose, using the left hand to explore along the outside of the thigh, what muscles are being used and strengthened here. And then exploring some movement in the left ankle. Moving it in whatever direction you choose. And then bringing the left ankle to stillness. And slowly lowering down the left leg until it is once again resting on top of the other one. And now rolling on to your front side. This too is known as the corpse pose. Turning your head to one side and resting on the cheek. Arms at your sides. Palms facing up, legs long, heels falling away from each other, and breathing, noticing the points of contact of the body with the floor, feeling the support of the earth beneath you. Noticing how this affects the breath. And now lifting the head and placing the chin on the mat so that your head is looking straight in front of you. And engaging the abdominal muscles, the muscles of the trunk, and lifting up the right leg, keeping it straight, keeping the hips on the floor, and just slowly, gently lifting it up, maybe just an inch or two. And breathing here, coming out anytime you need to, strengthening the back. And then slowly lowering down the right leg, turning the head, perhaps to rest on the opposite cheek. And feeling the effects of this movement on the body. Now, lifting the head once again, placing the chin on the mat, looking straight ahead, and engaging the core muscles as you lift the left leg gently up off of the floor, keeping the pelvis square and hips on the mat. Aware of which muscles you're using to do this. And then slowly lowering down the left leg, feeling the release, turning the head to rest on the cheek. And breathing here. Aware of the support of the ground beneath you and the effects of these movements on the body. And now, lifting the head and placing the forehead and the bridge of the nose on the mat. And going to gently lift the head and the neck and the shoulders up off of the mat, keeping your core strong, using your back muscles. Coming up only as much as feels comfortable for you, strengthening the body as we move in this way. And when you're ready, lowering down, perhaps vertebrae by vertebrae, feeling the release. The support of the ground beneath you. And turning the head to one side to rest on the cheek. And then when you're ready, finding your way onto your back once more. Coming back into the corpse pose. How we began this session. The body long, the legs outstretched, feet falling away from each other, arms at your sides, palms facing up, and the head and neck and trunk and legs in relative alignment. Centered, fully supported by the earth beneath, lying here, aware of this breathing body. If you like, bringing in some words of congratulations or encouragement for having moved and nourished the body in this way. Sensing what feels right for you in this moment. Using this feeling, sensing, breathing body, connect us more with ourself and with each moment. And staying with this until the bells ring.